الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي وكفى وسلام على عباد الذين اصطفى ما بعد. قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. هو الذي بعث في الأمين رسولا منهم يتلو عليهم آياته ويزكيهم ويعلمهم الكتاب والحكمة. وقال تعالى أيضا، قد أفلح من زكاها وقد خاب من دساها، صدق الله مولانا العليم. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم، إن في الجسد لمضغة إذا صلحت صلح الجسد كله وإذا فسدت فسد الجسد كله على وحي القلب، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. أيها الأخوة، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Today, in fact, I wanted to speak in English because our local brethren who are very important for us, where it's their place and they should develop the majma over here and they should be the source of hidayat for the rest of the Malaysians. So if they understand only this message of our stock, because due to the ulama kiram who are here, who are present, they should bear the beacon of this light and go throughout the world, spread this message of tasawwuf. So to make justice, I thought of speaking a few words in English, but I don't want to lengthen it because the time for zikr has approached. Because this tasawwuf is fardh ain. Nobody can go away from that, because it's not I am telling this. It's Imam Ghazali Rahmatullah Alayhi himself has told tasawwuf is fardh ain. And not only that, even lately, Hakim al-Ummat Hazrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Thani Rahmatullah Alayhi himself, in At-Takashuf al-Muhimmat al-Tasawwuf, in his kitab, he has clearly has mentioned that tasawwuf is fardh ain for each and every person. And you know, briefly I say, Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam been sent to this world amongst the illiterate with Almighty Allah, which I read the Quran ayat before starting. Read upon you the verses from him, yatulu alayhim ayatihi, and purify you inward and outward, zakkihim, and wa yuallimul kitab, explain each and every aspect of the revelations, and wal hikmah, and the wisdom, live upon. So these are the faraiz, obligatories of the nubuwwat of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whereas most of people, they are not aware of these things. Today, in the Ummat-e-Muhammadiyya, the Yatulu Alayhim Ayati part is being fulfilled by the Huffaz. The Hafiz of Quran, he memorizes and recites to the Ummah. And the Ulama-i-Kiram, they perform Wa Yu'allimul Kitab Wal Hikmah, that part. The Mufassir, the Muhaddis, they are the so-called Ulama. They explain the Ummat, what is the Sabab-i-Nuzul and Shan-i-Nuzul and each and everything, and explain to the Ummat. And why Yuzakkihim part is being done by the Sufi Akiram, the Mashayikh. They get all of the disciples by them, and they purify their inward and outward, and make them perfect in the sight of Almighty. By memorizing the Quran, the inward of any person is not going to get purified. You see, that person also will be in need of the Shaykh, the Mashayikh. And even the Ulama-i-Kiram, the same form. By reading Qala Allah, Qala Rasul, their inward is not going to become purified. Although Allah Ta'ala has said, إِنَّمَا يَخْشَ اللَّهُ فِي الْعِبَادِ الْعُلَمَا. But here it's the concept, not ulama who is going to the madrasa for 8 years and coming out, no. And even Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, what he has said about the ulama? I said, what do you call? Al-ulama al-wa-rasul anbiya. Al-kama ghala sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But who is this ulama? I know this aspect much more. Where Mufti Shafi rahmatullahi alayhi in his Ma'arif al-Quran explains nicely of this ayat. Very well. Who is this ulama? Here counts the ulama of taqwa. Alim-e Rabbani. You see, who are those? So that part and aspect has to be fulfilled. The purification are in two forms. The outward purification in Quranic language is called taharat. And where the inward purification is called tazkiyah. So people are very much aware of taharat. Whereas about tazkiyah nobody is aware. They do not know. And what Nabi Kareem has said, there's a piece of flesh in the body. If it becomes right, the whole body becomes right, and whereas it gets impurified, corrupted, the whole body becomes corrupt. The piece of flesh is the heart, the colour. How many people are aware of this? In Sufya's language, we call that awal, the colour. You perform it to purify. You see? And there should be a purification means how the prescription is given. Just imagine, everything has got a source of purification. So the purification of the heart is zikrullah. Who is telling this? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is not a new thing. To accept the inner light of Almighty, the preparation has to be done. Even it was done, as Hazrat Damat Bargon said, the heart of Rasulullah was washed twice by Jibreel alayhi salam. And not only that, before Nubuwwat, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself went to the Mount Hira and he was in Muraqabah 40 to 60 days a year. From 36, the age of 36 he started. The mother of all amal starts from there. Tafakkur of Ilahi. And only after 4 years only Jibreel came down. Just imagine, the preparation being done. The inward counts mostly, whereas most of the people are not aware of it. Regarding the inward, you see, as you say, that normally the body consists of kingly organs, which is called kidneys and brain and liver and, you see, sorts of things, the bladder, liver and all. If one of these fails, the kidney organs, my human body will not exist. If kidney failure, gone. Liver failure, gone. The man dies. So likewise, the roof, the soul has got kingly organs, which is called latais. So for this latais to be function, you have to give food for it. You have to provide provision for it. As you provide provision for these kingly organs to function, to give food, which is a result of his blood, which makes everything function like that, the food for these kingly organs of the soul to be function, the light is important, the Noor, Noor Ilahi. So this Noor Ilahi has to come inside first. So if not that, you see, it will not make you right perfect in the sight of Almighty Allah. All sorts of doubts will come, the Iman is not perfect. Whereas Sahaba Kiram was fortunate enough, the moment they say La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah, you see, their hearts, all everything were enlightened by just the sight of Allah and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So they got this wahba from the Almighty as a gift. All the Sahaba Kiram got that. That's what radiallahu anhu wa radhiallahu anhu. Whereas we have to make effort after 14 centuries, kasban, we have to make effort for this, to acquire this part of inner illumination. If inner illumination comes only, the taqwa comes, which is the result of Nuri Nubuwwat. You see, Allah Ta'ala has revealed the Holy Quran at the start itself. Alif Lam Mim Zalik Al Kitab Wa La Rayba Fi Hudal Lil Muttaqin. Here Allah never says of Hudal Lil Mu'mineen or Hudal Lil Nas or Hudal. Just imagine. Only for Muttaqin. For they will only understand this Quran. And in the Surah Waqi'ah, Allah says, La yamassu illa al-mutahharun. This cannot be touched, only the people of taqwa could touch, they'll understand it. But the Imam's take of the, you know, the fatwa, the masail, on this, that with greater impurities or small impurities, you can't touch the Quran, only with wudu. There's the Imam's take on, where the Sufi Akiram says, no, the soul has to be purified to touch the Quran. And whereas the Surah starts from Baqarah and ends in Surah An-Nas. So a person who is an animality, he follows the Quran properly, he'll become the insan ekramin. These are the indications given, whereas today the ulama kiram, they are not understanding all these things. Most of them are not bothered of this as well. Today people are worried of, you see, now half people are worried of the, what do you call, the kiraat and the tajweed and everything, whereas nobody worried of the namaz, as-salah. Other amals have been performed, but what's happening? No life in those amals. Doesn't really even you make dua by Allah Ta'ala, nothing is coming right. So, Alhamdulillah, in this era, we have got a great Shaykh Kamil, Alhamdulillah, to divert us towards this path. So you have to perform this lataif vigorously. We are in this world of darkness. To get rid of all the diseases, the Nuri Nubu is important, which comes from heart to heart. There are two parts of Prophethood. One is Ulum Nubuwwat, the other is Nuri Nubuwwat. Ulum Nubuwwat, each and every person can acquire. Fasik, Fujjar, Kafir, even Yahudis are their big alims. No Iman is sharp for that. There is Nuri Nubuwwat, it's from heart to heart. Iman is sharp, Taqwa is sharp. You see, then only you can acquire the Nur, which will ultimately cure all these spiritual diseases. It is told by Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the purification of the heart takes place with the tawajjuh of the Shaykh, with the inaqas and everything, the faiz which was derived from the heart of the Shaykh. So for this, the capacity has to be created. Today what has happened? Our souls have become weak due to sins. Talla bal rana ala kulubi makan yaksibun. The hearts have become wasted. It has got rusted due to excessive sin. Okay. So this heart, rusted heart, Allah Himself says, Talla bal rana ala kulubi makan yaksibun. The heart gets rusted. Just imagine. So you have to purify those. The purification, Zikrullah is already told. So the system, everything has to be sort of from the people who are masters on this path, the Mashaykh. So we have to perform vigorously. Why we say perform vigorously? Speedily. Because then only the heart will be effective. The capacity will be created. A barren land, when you plow it only, it will suck water. Otherwise it will not. So the way you have to make effort on this advice, then what will happen? It will suck the noor, the light, and it will pave the way for inner purification. So once you know, now you already are in this path, Alhamdulillah. Before starting the zikr, you know how much taqwa you had, how much iman you had, how much love for Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, how much love for Almighty Allah you had. But now after starting, you will see the development in yourself, in your inner self. That is called the tasawwuf. See, which you cannot explain. You see, there is a limitation of everything. A taste. You say apple is tasty. But there is limitation. But you cannot define the taste because our languages are not advanced. In that like manner, the spiritual experience is what you experience. Of inner purification, you cannot explain because our languages are not so advanced to explain each and every feeling of human beings. So, my dear brothers and elders and the ulama kiram, be serious on this path. You have got a good fortune. The moment you go away from here, what will happen? Iblis will come and it will always take you all sorts of places. What happens? The biggest catastrophe is you have to be very careful. Whenever you go out, what happens? Everywhere darkness is there. Kuffars are there, Pujjas are there. Their hearts are dark. Automatically the darkness will affect your heart. Darkness comes to your heart automatically without your knowledge. You will not understand that. But what will happen? In the evening, if you don't perform with Lata with greater speed, you know, and take off that rust, it will be there with you. So what will happen? Other day, you miss the zikr at Maghrib and you sleep. Following day, what will happen? Tahajjud time, it will not get erased. So at that time only get erased means what happened? The development is not there. So inshallah ta'ala, you try to perform vigorously and with full speed, whereas you have to create the capacity in yourself to get the faith, to get the light and the tawajjuh of the Mashaykh. Don't expect some satis request, oh, I don't see anything, I don't sight anything, I don't experience any light, all sort of things. But no. You have come here, you must do this only to seek pleasure of Almighty Allah. Only Rida Ilahi is the maqsad, nothing else. Not kashuf or karamat or any other thing. So performing perfectly, perfect sake of Allah to fit the pressure of Allah. Then only you see the result. And inshallah the time is running fast. almost, inshallah, we perform zikr for a short period, also try to perform, inshallah, make the steps properly and try to perform speedily and vigorously.